Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
Hello and welcome to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Myers and I'm sitting here with my pal and confidant, Patty McHugh. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Jen. It's great to be here. Thank you, everyone who is tuning in and supporting us. We're having a great time and we're hoping you're enjoying the music too.
Oh, man, what a great life we got. We got this great job. It's like the funnest, easiest thing to do in the world. And we get to share music and broaden people's musical ears.
Yes, so please, everyone, get wrapped up in our enthusiasm and join us. And if you're liking it, don't be afraid to share it around.
Absolutely. We need all the sharing we can get. We're fledgling. We're new. Can you tell we're new at this?
Yeah, and we're begging.
We're not afraid to beg.
Now, Jen, we're going to start, as we always do, by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land that we're on, the Jagera people.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, today's show is a bit different, Jen. We normally get a guest and explore topics, but this is a really simple one that came from a suggestion on one of the posts on our Facebook page, and we saw it there, and we thought, look, we've got to do this. This is going to be a really fun show. We're going to do songs all about the highway.
Highway songs.
You know, there's this theme in country music, rock music, all the genres that keeps coming up, and we'll explore that a little bit. But look, let's start with music. Let the Allman Brothers do the talking, and we can listen to their song, Midnight Rider.
Yeah.
I said, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got nobody just to call my special friend. Got nobody just to call my special friend. Well, my dear mother left me when I was quite young. When I was quite young, my dear mother left me when I was quite young. When I was quite young. Oh, my wicked son. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. I said, I ain't going down that long, old lonely road all by myself. I said, if you ain't coming, I'm gonna carry somebody else. I said, if you ain't coming, I'm gonna carry somebody
was Jack Broadbent with his Canned Heat cover of On the Road Again.
Very cool.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Good find, Patty.
And we're going to do another cover of the same, a song of the same name, On the Road Again, but this time Willie Nelson's version of the tune, and it's going to be covered by Swedish, I do believe, pop folk duo First Aid Kit. Because we're going down the highway today, Jen.
We're going down the highway, baby, and we're getting in our big Cadillac. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep going.
That's right.
That's right.
I want two, three, four. That I've never been. neighbor's door. Highway 51 runs right by my baby's door. I don't get the gal I'm loving. One go down Highway 51 no more. Well, I know that highway like I know my hand. Yes, I know that highway like I know the back of my hand. Running from up Wisconsin way down to no man's land. Well, if I should die, for my time should come. You die for my times you come. Won't you bury my body out on Highway 51? Highway 51 runs right by my baby's door. Highway 51 runs right by my baby's door. If I don't get the gal I'm loving, won't go down Highway 51 no more.
All right, for all our Bob Dylan fans out there, that was Highway 51 Blues. Now, I know y'all thought we were going to play Highway 61, but the man has two highway songs, and I really like that Highway 51 Blues. It's from his first record, the self-titled 1962 record, where he looks like a baby on the cover. Mm. And I don't know. Plus, it's, you know, 2 minutes, 53 seconds.
Yeah, which is perfect for radio.
And for a Bob Dylan song, that's pretty damn short.
Now, Jen, we're talking highways.
Yes,
I have a highway question for you.
Highway question.
Why do you think there are so many songs about highways in not just country music, but in, you know, rock and roll and every style of music? What do you think that is?
I think it's the romance of the road. I think you spend, and as a musician, that's where you spend a lot of your downtime and thinking time. Plus, I feel like the road and forward motion is kind of meditative.
Yeah.
So I think your mind can wander a bit. And, you know, we're musicians and artists, and anytime our minds wander, we start to get creative.
Well, that's right. And in a lot of songs, they talk about that, you know, the drone, or the sound of the wheels, the sound of the wind, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, meditative, I suppose. And it sort of locks you into this sort of trance-like state. And
if you think you're on tour, you're going from the meditative trance-like state, whether you're driving or you're just a passenger looking at the countryside, then you're going to cheap motel room, check in, sit down, blank, ugly walls, notebook, what did I just experience? Jot it down.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest reason for it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not the biggest. One of them at least.
Possibly. Yeah. This is the thing. I don't know. Maybe there's many reasons. Well, you know, I'm sure there is. But if that works for you.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Oh, look, maybe as well. Look, I being an Australian as well, being, you know, we're geographically a vast country. And
absolutely,
if you're a musician and you want to play music in Australia, you have to be on that highway. You know what I mean? You have to spend hours driving.
There's like, no shortcuts.
Yeah, these days people fly a bit more, but particularly, you know, a decade or two ago, not to give away my age, you know, driving was the only viable option, especially when you've got a big band, you've got to take your gear with you. And so, you know, you're spending all this time on the road and, you know, it becomes a huge part of a traveling musician's life. So maybe that's why they talk about it so much. I don't know. Let's do another one, hey?
Let's do another tune. All right. Well, this next song is one of my picks. It's really odd. It's really, I mean, it's out of the norm. I stumbled upon this guy years ago. He was signed to Alligator Records. So it's kind of a deep down south kind of dirty south kind of feel.
Like it, yeah.
Swampy, blues, funky thing.
I'm very interested. Go on.
Yeah. This song is called Casanova, and this is a tune by Eric Lindell.
There goes that old Casanova in the big blue Nova with the mirror swinging on today. A stone cold lover gone undercover and they still trying to find his dad. A hot number way back in summer of 76 and a half. A straight shooter, thief and a looter, how you never want to cross in paths. Girl, he won't let it ride now, oh, he won't let it slide. You won't pass him by him, no. Real lady killer, yeah, it's cock filler, ranking at the top of the class. A high roller, a pimp and a baller, he's showing up to get the last laugh. A straight shooter, thief and a looter, sometimes. A crime, baby. Girl, he won't let it ride now. Oh, he won't let it slide. You gon' pass him by him. Girl, he won't let it go, child. Yeah, he's gonna let you know. You gon' pass him by him.
Thank you. G'day, this is Brad Butcher, and you're listening to Three Chords and the Truth on 98.9 for the best country.
That's it, mate. You're a pro.
Years gone.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. At the top of that bracket, we had Felicity Urquhart with Two Wheels, followed by Running on Empty by Jackson Browne. Now, we're doing highway tunes today. Jen, you picked the next one. Tell us about it.
I did, because every once in a while, a copper pulls you over when you're on highway run. And this next song is from Canadian cowboy heartthrob Corb Lund and my boyfriend, Hayes Carl. He's still my boyfriend. He don't know about it, but he is. It's called Bible on the Dash.
Jeez.
Two lights standing Tulsa, pulling out and headed west. Brady grabbed the Gideons from the hotel in the desk, and we said, "What's the matter, brother? Are you worried about your soul?" He said, "Better safe than sorry, boys. That's just how I roll." We hit the road, feeling cool as crossed the stairs in Nash, overflowing with the spirit and the Bible on the dash. We pulled the whole thing over for the flashing red and blues. Police came to the window, we said, "Have you heard the news?" "Now don't get smart with me, boy, why you doing 95? My foot is heavy with redemption, I'm just blessed to be alive." He said, "I ought to pull you out of there, beat you black and blue." I placed my hand upon the good book, said, "What would Jesus do?" "It's better than insurance, registration, or life. It's better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash." Well, they always said it's in there, that old Bible on the dash. Around these parts, a hair alone will make probable cause. If you're moving through my county, you'll obey my earthly laws. Yes, we did our best to quote some holy writ, chapter and verse. "What kind of music y'all's making?" We said, "Christian music, sir." He contemplated, thought about it, twirled his cop mustache. "All right, you boys, be careful now. Just don't drive quite so fast." "It's better than insurance, registration, or lying. It's better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. But they always said it's him in a Bible on the dash." Crossing at the border, a few months later, we heard, "Freeze, pull in over there, son, we gonna do some search and seize." "Well, maybe if we'd been more famous, he'd have said, just move along." "Yeah, if he'd have seen us on the TV. Or if we'd had hit single songs." "He's just about to ask us, where's the money, guns, and cash?" "Well, I was hoping he'd save me that old Bible on the dash." "Well, his hand was on his pistol and his dog was on his leash. And that shepherd, he was keeping a pretty close eye on his sheep." "We got a list we gonna look at, see if we can't find your name. And we got parabolic laser beams, here's everything you say. We got ultraviolet x-rays that can see right through your bus. I guess we'll see if the good Lord's truly watching over us." "It's better than a green card, it's better than lying. It's better than these work visas I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. Lord, I'm at the border with the Bible on the dash."
It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
Since our subject matter is highway songs, I have to know, Patty, do you have any, like, highway stories, any road stories, good ones?
Yes, one comes to mind.
Yeah?
So I was playing in my old thrash punk rock band called Povo, which is a life ago, but anyway.
Povo. God bless you for that name.
It's amazing. We didn't have any songs over 2 minutes. It was we were no mucking around. It was great.
Love that.
And we toured pretty hard. So we went to Adelaide one night, but we had to be in Melbourne the next day. So it meant that we finished at midnight or whatever, late night, and we had to just leave and drive
overnight. How long's that hike between Adelaide and Melbourne?
Oh, I can't.
About 10?
Yeah, about 10 hours, something like that.
It feels like it's about 10.
So we had to do it overnight after the gig. So we drove to Adelaide that day, played the gig, and then turned around to drive back overnight. So
of course you
did. No stop. And I was driving, and everyone else was asleep in the back, and I sort of was pushing the limits, and I got to this part. I was like, I'm done. I can't drive anymore. So I pulled over into this roadside truck stop, but I kind of had a little bit of an exit, and I had to sort of drive a couple of meters down this, you know, little winding road to get to the truck stop, and I've woken up my bass player. His name is Pig, and I said, Pig, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I said, mate, I'm done. I'm totally spent. You're driving. And he's like, all right, cool. So he sort of snapped to, jumped behind the wheel, and I just crashed out in the back straight away. And so he's gone back out in the road and he's kept going. Anyway, a few hours later, it's probably about 2-3 hours later, I've woken up and I've joined him in the front seat and I was like, man, thanks for that. I just really need to just sleep. I'm by your side now. I'm riding shotgun. Let's get through this. It's power on. You know, turn the air conditioning up. What do you want? Some music. I'll do everything you need. And I'm driving along and I'm like, and it says, the sign says, Adelaide, 300 and something Ks. And I'm like, I didn't quite register what was going on. And then anyway, about another half an hour down the road, it's like, Adelaide, 320 Ks. And I'm like, dude, when you left that truck stop,
Pig,
did you turn right or left? And he's like, left, man, like left to Melbourne. And I was like, dude, we are going back to Adelaide. So we actually backtracked for about 2.5 hours.
Oh, poor Pig.
Yeah, it was the worst night of our lives. But when we finally got to Melbourne, we turned around and had to make up all that time. We finally got there. We rolled in like with just the right amount of time to spare. It was a nightmare.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can.
Pig's no longer with us. He's gone. So shout out to my brother Pig.
Shout out, Pig.
Yeah. I still don't forgive him for that, though.
Standing on the outside, trying to make it right.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth here on 98.9 FM. That last track was Night Wheels from the Melbourne, awesome Melbourne band, Raised by Eagles. Next up, we have Sturgill Simpson with Keep It Between the Lines. We're doing highway songs. Mm-hmm. Jen, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You spend a lot of time driving the highways of Australia and cruising around, often sometimes on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, you do a lot of that driving. Mm-hmm. What keeps you sane when you're doing those long hauls on the highway?
These days I do a lot of podcasting. I found that like if I just listen to music, I can tend to get, if I start to get sleepy, that's when I kind of zone out and it's not good. I had a tour in the States a couple years back, and I had to do a 15 hour stretch.
Oh, Jesus.
Between Nashville and Washington, D.C. to be in D.C. for an on-air interview, and then a gig that night. And I was like, and I was by myself. So how do I do this? I just figured, oh, I'll just do a lot of, you know, 3 hours, get a coffee, 3 hours, hit another Starbucks, because there's really that's really as good as you're going to get on the road. And so I started listening to podcasts for the first time. This was back in 2014. And I found Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast, Starcast, whatever.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. He's amazing. He talks about the universe and blows your mind.
Yeah, it's all astrophysics and string theory and quantum physics and black hole theory and gravitational waves and things I probably understand about 40% about what they're talking about, and I can't really wrap my mind around everything, but they go into deep detail, and there's always a comedian to kind of lighten up the crazy deep stuff. But my mind was ticking over.
That's right, are you challenging with that material? It forces you to be thinking and staying awake.
Yeah, basically. So you know, the 15 hours kind of went really quick, actually. And I feel smarter. I feel like I took a class on astrophysics. And I really like that. If I am going back to music, though, the one thing that really keeps me going, when I was young, my girlfriends and I, when we were 16, we'd go out in my girlfriend Steffi's car, and we'd drive up and down the Las Vegas Strip listening to one record and one record only.
Oh, my God. I'm seeing you right now as a young Jen Mize.
Four girls in a car.
Cruising down the Strip.
Cruising down the Las Vegas Strip.
Amazing.
In a 4Runner, a Toyota 4Runner.
Oh, my God. You had your hair out and you were like, woo!
Oh, totally. You know,
that's what I'm seeing in my head.
Feet hanging out the window, windows open, you know.
Amazing.
Steffi, Jesse, Rhea, and Jenny.
And what's on the radio here? What are you playing?
1994, this is when this record came out. It was Tom Petty's Greatest Hits, which had like American Girl and Breakdown and like every great Tom Petty song, Learning to Fly, all this type of stuff on it. And so like we would just cruise down the Las Vegas Strip listening to Tom Petty at the you know, as high as the radio could go, singing our lungs out the window. And to this day, that is my highway record of choice.
Yeah.
Now I could go and, you know, if I'm a purist, go and get Damn the Torpedoes and get every single record. But for me, I was 16. I wasn't a purist then. It was song after song after song after song. Just great Tom Petty songs, you know, even The Losers. Yeah. Just great songs. So in the spirit of that, the next song we're going to play is a great Tom Petty highway song, Running Down a Dream.
Down a dream, it never would come to me. Working on
It is shout out time.
Ooh,
now.
Shout out time. That's right.
Yeah, this week's shout out we're going to do in Victoria. It goes to all the mob listening in Goulburn.
And that is coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at 3UGE. That's 3UGE.
All right, Jen, we've been doing these highway songs. It's been fun. We haven't covered everything, of course. We'll come back and revisit this.
Highway songs, volume 2, volume 3.
Yeah. And before we sign off, we're gonna introduce the final two. We're going out with a double header.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, what's first?
A really beautiful song called "The Highway" from a granddaughter of Hank Williams, Holly Williams.
Nice. And then the last song was one I really wanted to do, a very classy track from Australian singer-songwriter. And as soon as when I first heard this, I was just instantly hooked.
It's a really good tune.
And I've been following her ever since and really love her music. It's Dana Hassel with "Spinning Wheels." But that's us for another week.
Thanks
Farewell.
For joining us. Yep. We love you at Three Chords and the Truth. Be sure to share us around with all your friends on all the social medias and tell a friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Give us some love.
Yeah, we need it. We need love.
Catch you next week.
Bye.
I've been sitting here wondering if I'll ever get back to those wheels. Will I ever be changing those strings out before night? I am wishing for the life that I used to live, giving everything that I had to give in a brand new city about every night. Missing those nights, missing that sky, I've been missing home. Missing their smiles, missing those miles, I've been missing home. Out there on the highway, out there on the open road. Ooh, baby, will you roll with me, roll with me? Head down to New Orleans. I should be wearing out the plaid. Six string guitar and a jug of wine. When the lights go down around that stage, missing those nights, missing that sky, I've been missing home. Yeah, I've been missing home. Out there on the highway, out there on the open road. Ooh, baby, will you roll with me, roll with me?
spinning wheel.